everyone. Happy Sunday morning. And welcome to an Eagles playoff game in the regular season. It's going to be a blast down in South Philadelphia this morning. Can't wait to get this one started. Welcome in. I'm Jamie Lynch. We got Dylan McKinnon here answering the phones behind the glass. Before we send it down today to the Sugar House Casino in Fishtown Hops, you got Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney going to be in the house today. And it's a massive, massive, massive season on the line game. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And this Texans team comes in a little bit bruised up. And I didn't even see this last night until this morning. But star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is a true game time decision. He's apparently going to test his ankle out prior to the game to see where he's at. But apparently the Texans staff does not feel good about it. He's adamant about playing. So if the Eagles miss DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Miller, their running back, that is the injury gods, I guess, smiling upon the Eagles, because that would be a massive headache you don't have to worry about if DeAndre Hopkins is unable to go. But, Dylan, as we talked about, if DeAndre Hopkins isn't ready to go, brace yourselves, Eagles fans, for the DeAndre Carter game. Because it'll be DeAndre Carter. They got a lot of DeAndres there, huh? DeAndre Carter and Demaryius Thomas will be the only two wide receivers left, basically, for the Texans. And we've seen this before. DeAndre Carter is going to have 85 yards and a touchdown and do something in a big spot to really ruin your Sunday. That's just the pessimistic Eagles fan in me. That probably won't happen, but I'm not going to say it didn't cross my mind. But yeah, this is it. This is it. Sunday, season on the line, last hope. The Redskins got eliminated last night from the playoffs. The Eagles still have... Right? The Redskins got eliminated. Am I making stuff up? Maybe not. Did they get eliminated, Dylan?
I think they still have an outside chance.
Okay.
If the Eagles lose?
Yeah. If the Eagles lose, I think they... who cares about the Redskins?
I'll double check that.
I was out watching it last night with the Sixers-Raptors game on, and actually played pool for the first time in a long time, so kind of got lost in the end of that game and the scenarios there. But the Eagles-Redskins could be a play-in game potentially for the Eagles next weekend if they win. We'll go over the schedule coming up, but you need some help out there today. You need some help, and Seahawks could go down to the Chiefs. That would help a little bit. The big one we need is the Lions to lose, and they're playing the Vikings. Or excuse me, the Lions to win, the Vikings to lose. We'll see. I believe they're a 6.5-point dog there, so the line is not in their favor. We'll see there. But obviously, Nick Foles... And by the way, can we just put to rest the whole controversy? There is no controversy. One guy is hurt. One guy is not. That's, you boil it down, and that's as simple as it comes. There is no quarterback controversy. We all love Nick Foles for what he did and hopefully what he's about to do again. But come on. The fact that there was like 2 days this week where, you know, legit people were calling up saying trade Carson Wentz and sign Nick Foles. I almost took a header out the window. Relax, people. Nick Foles could lead them to another Super Bowl, win it, and he'd still be my backup next year. All right? And Carson, we believe. Carson,
I agree.
Yeah, Carson got his offensive linemen some nice Christmas gifts the other day in the locker room. Some nice big Yeti coolers filled with some Bose speakers and other things. But it's Nick Foles' team. The team has rallied around Nick Foles this week and in the past. Chris Long even built a shrine to him in his locker with his book, a couple prayer candles, and a couple photos of Nick Foles. So they're having a good time. And what we've seen from this Eagles team last year in particular, when they're having a good time, they're usually successful. So if it takes a shrine in the locker room to rally these guys to get them hyped up, sure. Let's go for it. So Nick Foles yesterday was asked about, is there similarities between this team this year and the spot they were in last year? And here's Nick yesterday on NBC Sports Philly.
No, it's different. It's a, you know, it's a different moment. It's like I said, if you start thinking that way, you're going to get lost in it all. It's a totally different scenario. I mean, last year we were the, you know, one of the top teams in the NFL. This year, you know, we're fighting. We're fighting to get into the hunt. You know, we're in the moment, but we have to fight. It's a different scenario. It's been a different year, different obstacles. So, no, it's, you know, blocking all that out. I know, like I said before, I know that's going to be a story, but, you know, it's different team, different year.
Yeah, very much so. Last year they were one of the most dominant teams in the NFL, you know, blowing teams out left and right. This year, not so much. The consistency of this team went bye-bye. But hopefully, the defense... The game to me today is going to be won on the offensive line. And they played probably their best game last week. They shut Aaron Donald down. And they're going to have their hands full today with J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Merciless. They got the Honey Badger back in the secondary. They have some players on defense. So... It's all going to come down to can Lane Johnson contain J.J. Watt? And on the other side, can Jason Peters stay with Jadeveon Clowney? And Jadeveon Clowney will drop back into the kind of wild jack position and play a little linebacker. It's going to be an interesting matchup, the offensive line versus this defense. But Sal Palantonio was on with Mike Missanelli this week. And Mike asked them, you know, why did the offense look better last week than with Nick Foles? Here's Sal.
There was two very specific things that happened to the offense. One, he threw the ball down the field that loosened things up. Two, and the numbers bear this out, the ball came out of his hands quicker than Carson.
Yeah. You know, that's something that was, you know, I'm on Eagles Twitter during the games. And, you know, that was one of the prevailing thoughts that people were talking about last week was, you know, the offense just looked quicker. I'm kind of torn. Like, yes, he threw kind of receivers open. Like that one Alshon play to the sideline. It was fairly early on. I think it was in the first quarter of the Rams game when he just kind of lobbed on over Alshon's head. For whatever reason this year, I think it's injury related, but Carson wasn't, not to say he wasn't ever doing it, but he tended not to throw his receivers open. He seemed to be more waiting for them to get open this year, and there is a difference. And you saw that, you know, a little bit with Nick Foles last week. So maybe, like, I don't think if you time them, I don't think Nick Foles is, like, killing Carson Wentz in release point time, but I think he would throw the ball occasionally where Carson was a little hesitant this year. And I think it was all just, you know, injury related, whether it's the knee, the back, what have you. He had a lot going on. And physically with the knee, it's not the physicality of it. It's the mental aspect that you don't trust, you don't believe in, that'll lead, you know, people to play differently without them even knowing it. You just don't have confidence in your knee for a long time. You're constantly thinking about it. Even something as simple as stepping into a throw and planning, you think about it. It just kind of hangs around you. So Lane Johnson was asked on NBC Sports Philly this week, how's he going to deal with handling J.J. Watt? Here's Lane Johnson.
It's a good question. I haven't seen a whole lot of people handle him yet. Very good. You know, they move around Clowney. They move around Watt. Those guys are very quick. Line up different spots. And I think they're very good scheming offenses. They know what we're trying to do, how to attack, you know, how we're trying to attack them, and then they come up with a game plan to stop it.
Yeah, this could be the Jeff Stoutland game. This offensive line is going to have their hands full all day, and how they protect Nick is... you know, is crucial today. 610-632-0975 if you want to get in and talk about the game. Jamie Lynchin with you until 10 o'clock today when we send it down to the Sugar House Casino. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day down there. I'm heading down to the game myself with my wife and my cousin after the show today, and I think it's supposed to be around 45, 46 degrees, sunny. Nice weather for a late December game, but people say global warming is not real. It was like 60 degrees yesterday. So, you know, weather probably isn't a factor in this game at all. But getting to Deshaun Watson and protecting Nick Foles today could just be boiled down to that. Houston is going to be without starting running back Lamar Miller, which means second year running back out of the University of Texas, Deontay Foreman, will be filling in. He's himself has been hurt. I believe he's coming off of an ankle surgery in the offseason. He's been out a lot this year. So, you know, they don't have their normal home run hitter at running back. And the other reason this, you know, getting to Deshaun Watson is going to be a major factor in this game is that the Texans' offensive line kind of stinks. They've allowed 52 sacks this year, which is most in the NFL. So, you know, Brandon Graham, we could be looking at his final two games here as a Philadelphia Eagle. It would be awesome to get some pressure on the quarterback out of him. I think Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox have been playing all pro levels of football. Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox are second and third overall in the NFL in QB hits behind Aaron Donald. And, you know, that's kind of been a quiet stat there. Like, you know, I feel like their sack numbers overall are down from where they were last year, but I do feel like they're moving the pocket and they're getting the hurries. So Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox, you know, let's see it again, boys, because Fletcher may have had his best game as an Eagle last week or of this season last weekend. You know, Chris Long has been looking rejuvenated, looking fresh. So, you know, it's imperative they get to Deshaun Watson today because that offensive line is garbage. So that'll be something to watch as well. What happens with the Eagles running backs today will be an interesting one. Deuce Staley, we thought we had it figured out last week, and I guess Josh Adams tweaked something in the game. But Wendell Smallwood showed his head in crucial points in the game last weekend. So it'll be interesting to see the running back rotation today. I would hope they go back to Josh Adams personally. You know, Smallwood did look good last week. I'm not the ultimate believer in Wendell Smallwood, especially in crucial moments with the season on the line. I'd rather put my faith in Josh Adams. So we'll see what happens there. It's going to be, you know, Ron Jaworski was on with Farzetta and Trey this week and said, If I don't see a balanced passing and running game plan from them, then I'm going to be ticked. And you don't hear, you know, Jaws speak like that very often. But the Eagles' record when they're a balanced offense is through the roof successful. And look, I understand, you know, you run the ball more when you're winning, but that gets a little blown out of proportion. You know, you saw it in the Dallas, was it the Dallas game? You kind of got back into the game by running it. Sometimes you have to keep that offense off of field. The other team's offense, if they're you know, tearing up Travion LeBlanc and others back there and Bosby. So sometimes you need to just run the ball, control the clock, give your defense a breather. So I don't buy the it's an overblown stat. I truly believe that a 60-40 balanced offense, and that's balanced in today's standard. It's not a true 50-50. Just be 60-40. Just run the ball on first down. Set up your second and third downs. You know, just do it. It's not that hard. Dylan, you can grab the cut about Mike Rowe. The getting away from pre-snap motion. It appears the Eagles have tried to simplify their game plan here with Nick Foles, much like they did with the RPO last year. It appears they're trying to cut down on pre-snap motions and just, you know, making it a simpler offense for everyone to understand. They believe that, you know, receivers are getting a little more motion out of it and all of that. So here's Mike Rowe this week talking about eliminating the pre-snap motions from the offense.
I just think, you know, maybe from a play call standpoint and just a tempo, just to try to get up and get lined up and eliminate some of those things where maybe it wasn't altogether necessary and just line up and play.
Yeah. I mean, I think most coaches try to simplify an offense when it comes to the backup quarterback, especially with one you've been successful with. God, I don't know who was in here last night, but they turned this studio into a sauna. I just had to stand up during that cut and basically get undressed here. Woo! Steamy in here. But yeah, it's good to see that they adapted the offense around Nick Foles. Hopefully, you know, Golden Tate, it's a little easier for him. Nelson Aguilar, they called the unsung hero of the offense this week, which kind of made me chuckle a little bit because it's weird. Bob actually brought this up this week, and they'll be coming up down at the Sugar House Casino at 10 o'clock. Nelson Agholor's targets, yards, receptions, all of that is incredibly similar to last year's. Minus the touchdowns. The big difference is the touchdowns. I think he had 8 last year, and he's only had 1 so far this year. But target-wise, yardage-wise, all of that, it's pretty similar. And it doesn't feel like it. You know, like last year, Nelson Agholor was one of the top targeted slot receivers in all of the NFL. And I thought it was going to take a next step from that and improve on that. That didn't happen. But, you know, it just doesn't look the same this year. So I'm looking to feed Alshon early and often. You have, you know, the 12 personnel with Goddard and Ertz is shaping up to be a nightmare matchup for a lot of defenses. And Dallas Goddard is a hell of a player. He's been doing great in the protection game and blocking. So you hope that keeps up and maybe it opens up some stuff underneath for Golden Tate. And hopefully Nikki Sixx can have himself a day. 610-632-0975 is the number if you want to get in. Rodriguez in Middletown. It's game day and Rodriguez is ready. Good morning, Rodriguez.
That's right. You better believe it. Feliz Navidad.
Let's hope St. Nick here can bring us another one.
Yeah, you know, he has great chemistry. It's not magic. People say it's magic. No, it's chemistry. He has great chemistry with his team, and this team's rally around him, unlike Carson Wentz. And he goes to different players. Carson Wentz constantly goes to Ertz. He goes to different players. He has the confidence enough to say, if he throws a Hail Mary, he knows that somebody's going to go for the Hail Mary. And I've never seen anything like it. I've been an Eagles fan for 45 years, and I've never really seen anything, any quarterback like this ever in the history of the Eagles. The thing is, you said earlier that Carson Wentz will be our quarterback next year if Nick wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Listen, if Nick wins another Super Bowl, I don't know what kind of Carson Wentz we're going to get back.
If I'm Carson Wentz and Nick leads this team to another Super Bowl, I probably start to doubt myself a little bit.
Listen, I don't know what kind of Carson Wentz I'm going to get back next year.
You'll get a healthy one. You'll get a healthy one. That we know.
You'll get a healthy one, but I don't know about his confidence level. He's going to be pressured so much of doing well because he can't win a big game.
I think that's a little bit of a blanket statement, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, when it counts, when it's on the line, he can't win it. And you know what that would do to Carson Wentz? I wouldn't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Rodriguez, what are you doing for the game today?
Hey, man, I'm sitting down. I just came from work. I did the overnight shift.
Nice.
I'm going to take a nap, and then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be right there on that TV.
Nice. Good work. Rodriguez, Merry Christmas, buddy. I hope you have a great new year, and thank you for the support of the station. We'll talk to you again soon.
Feliz Navidad.
See you, buddy. I understand. Like, last night I was out with my cousin. It was his wife's 30th birthday, and he... You know, we were talking about the game, and look, I understand it's okay to have this conversation without it getting like, your team folds, your team went, blah, blah, blah. He was just kind of saying to me, he's like, dude, why do we downplay Nick Foles' success so much? And I didn't really have a good answer for him other than just kind of eye test. Like, he's langy, is that the way to say it? He's kind of awkward. He's kind of slow-footed a little bit. But that was the only answer I could give him. He was like, my cousin, Tim, who was kind of cornering me on this last night, was like, you know, don't hold St. Louis and Los Angeles against him. Like, what he's done in Philadelphia, you know, I think he had the numbers for me last night. I think Nick, it's Dylan, see if you can look this up. Nick Foles' starter record in Philadelphia compared to Carson Wentz. Because I think they're very similar. I want to say they're like Foles was like 23-9 and Wentz was like something similar to that. But he's like, why do we continue to downplay his success? He's like, you know, everybody just wants to go back. And I'm like, I don't have a great answer for you. It's a really strange dynamic. because I just said it myself. If Nick Foles was to lead you to another Super Bowl, he'd still be my backup quarterback. Why is that? Like, that sounds asinine. Even when it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, that sounds stupid. But that's how I believe. And I think a lot of other people believe that too. It's just, I don't know why we downplay his success so much, but it's a strange dynamic. Randy and Maple Shades joining the show this morning. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. We got a basically a playoff game in town today.
We do. And that's all we can hope for. And hopefully a win this week, maybe a little help so we have another playoff game next weekend and go from there. But I can tell you that when I get phone calls like you just got before from this guy talking about Nick Foles, like he is the second coming of who knows. It just literally makes you want to drive off the road.
Yeah, it is a strange thing.
Listen, we all, and I don't know how many times we have to repeat it, we all are thankful for Nick Foles
yep.
and what he did for us, but Carson Wentz is the quarterback, is the future, and if he is healthy, can lead this team to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
You know, with everyone just does not realize, I mean, oftentimes want to say Carson didn't have him this year, Carson was basically putting himself on the line at 70%, maybe at most,
yeah,
and still had us in contention.
Yeah, I mean, I thought his first couple weeks he was terrific. I thought he actually got kind of worse as he went along, but that would probably, you know, point to the back coming into play.
Yeah, exactly. So when I hear about, you know, Nick Foles, yeah, he's a great backup quarterback, but that's exactly what it is, and look at the track record of his career, that's what he's going to be. Backup quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, with an amazing. I agree with you, Randy, but the way my cousin was saying to me last night, like, he was kind of like, you realize how insane this sounds, right? He's like, if Nick Foles leads you to another Super Bowl, like, why do we downplay his success? Why are we so quick to go back to Wentz? And I was like, I can't tell you exactly why outside of what I've seen, because what I saw last year from Carson Wentz was something I've never seen from an Eagles quarterback before.
Absolutely. And I think the other reason is that if we look at it and say we pretty much mortgage the future for Carson, if we end up going to Nick, then we kind of look like fools.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Randy, go Birds. Have yourself a great Christmas and New Year, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
See ya. Don't forget, you know, holiday shopping still going on. I did a little bit myself yesterday. You can stop in to Steven Singer. He's still open. Get down to the other corner of 8th and Walnut with plenty of free parking. You can't go wrong with Steven's Anita Diamond stud earrings starting at just $268, all with his exclusive lifetime upgrade. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. William and Ben Salem, we'll get to you next. 610-632-0975 if you want to talk about the game today. Adam Schefter just tweeted, hot off the press, that it looks like DeAndre Hopkins is going to play today for the Houston Texans. This is a massive game for them because they can win the division today. So both teams have a lot on the line. The Texans have been winning some ugly games of late. Could be another one today, but it's going to be a blast. I'm Jamie Lynch with you until 10 o'clock. We got two more segments before we send it down to the Sugar House Casino. Devon Givens, Jason Avant, and Bob Cooney. Time at the Fanatic, 9:23.
97.5, the Fanatic. This week, the Birds are back home for their final home game versus Houston. If playoff hopes are to stay alive, they must win. Can St. Nick deliver an early Christmas present with another huge victory? Join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney starting at 10 a.m. for the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, guys, if you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on an empty stomach. And they're cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and enter the promo code 97.5 and get your first order free. You'll only have to pay a $5 shipping fee. Again, that's BLUEChew.com. Bluechips.com. Promo code 975.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation. Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research. Because together, we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
The most wonderful part of the year is going on right now in Tropicana Atlantic City. Check out the free holiday musical light show with a 35-foot tall tree synchronized to Christmas music. As it runs daily in a quarter, playing in the Tropicana showroom. If you're looking for a place to celebrate New Year's Eve, wow, the Trop is it. Fireworks show on the Tropicana boardwalk. All kinds of great spots inside the Tropicana, all over the quarter. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. And it is here, the William Hill Sportsbook, now taking bets in the North Tower. At Tropicana Atlantic City, watch the games in any of the great places. Chickies and Beats, a damn good sports bar, Hooters, Irish Irish Pub. Place your bets. It's amazing. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5. TheFanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Todd from Biomark Advertising, wishing everyone across the Delaware Valley a happy, safe, and festive holiday season.
Hey, 97.5, The Fanatic family. This is Natalie Eganoff from The Mike Missinelli Show. I just wanted to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And thank you, again, for being the best listeners in the entire world.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. Philadelphia 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch here with you for two more segments before we send it down to Sugar House Casino and Jason Avant, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney. Take yet you ready for the pregame. I'll be hightailing it down to the lots. Got me a nice Lawson's Sip of Sunshine IPA waiting for me, Dylan. All nice and cold. Ready to go. Beautiful day. Exciting game.
It's game day!
Damn right. It's going to be fun down there today. So a lot on the line for a lot of teams today. Here's a quick little synopsis courtesy of Field Yates on Twitter. With a win today, the Chiefs secure a top two seed in the AFC. The Texans can clinch the AFC South. The Patriots can clinch the AFC East. Ugh. The Cowboys can clinch the NFC East. The Saints can secure the number one seed in the NFC. And the Seahawks can also clinch a wild card spot. So lots on the line today for a lot of teams out there. And the news just came down to Adam Schefter. The Texans do believe that wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is going to play on his hurt ankle today. Not great news for Eagles fans because he is definitely a top three receiver in the league. And some would make the case that he might be the best receiver in the league. And DeAndre Carter, Eagles legend, will be out there as well on the Texans as they are beat up and depleted in several spots. But William and Ben Salem's been hanging, wants to talk about Nick Foles. What's up, William?
Yo, what's going on, Jamie?
Just another day in paradise. Playoff football. Let's go.
Yeah, I got a Nick Foles point and then a question
for
you. So I'm a little frustrated, confused, because I've been a huge Nick Foles supporter ever since he was drafted. But But I feel like right now I'm, like, at least vocally, I'm the least supportive of Nick Foles because the people supporting Nick Foles are so anti-Wentz. It's like,
yeah,
it's
I don't
crazy.
Know why. Like, we're all Eagles fans. Whatever's best is, should be fine for us. But yet certain people want to, like, put stakes in the ground and battle over these two, and I just don't get it. It seems exhausting to me.
Yeah, and it's like these guys that are so anti-Wentz right now, it's like, I guess they just must have forgot what he did last season.
Yeah,
if you watch an 8-minute highlight clip of 2017, it was Aaron Rodgers. Like, it was incredible.
William, he was the MVP of the league last year. I think he still should have gotten it over Brady. He was that good.
I agree.
I don't know why we seem to forget how incredible he was last year. But you're right. It's a weird thing, man. We're just a weird sports town. We like to eat our own. You know, we're just a bunch of weirdos. That's the best way I can describe it.
So my question for you is very hypothetical, but let's say Foles wins a second Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And the whole Eli Manning Hall of Fame discussion, really the only thing they have to hang their hat on is the two Super Bowls. Does that knock Eli Foles or Eli Manning out of the Hall of Fame?
Or does it get Nick Foles into the Hall of Fame? That would be something. I don't think it would because Eli's going to have gaudy numbers because he's played for so long. So I think his numbers with the MVPs will still keep him in there.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Jamie. Yes. Enjoy the game. Have a great Christmas.
Same to you, William. Go Birds. That's actually a fascinating question. If Nick Foles was to lead this team to another Super Bowl, I mean, how many two-time winning Super Bowl champions aren't in the Hall of Fame as quarterbacks? Probably not any, right? I mean, that just put my brain in a pretzel because I always said that Eli Manning was the luckiest quarterback to ever play the game. And I say that not, you know, he obviously has skill, but to me, this sounds bad, but this is my Eli theory. He's kind of too dumb to realize the moment he's in. So he's just like out there like, well, I'm going to toss this football up to David Tyree. He's going to catch it. Like the pressure of the moment doesn't get to him. So he's kind of like oblivious to his surroundings. And I hope that doesn't come off as mean as it sounds in my head. But yeah, I just feel like he's kind of oblivious to the pressure because it's not too big for him. So if Nick Foles was to win another Super Bowl, God, that would be weird if he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. And that sounds crazy. And I'd still go back to Carson Wentz. Mike in Woodbridge joins the show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. What's on your mind?
I'm currently on my way down right now from North New Jersey to go pick up my dad for the game today.
Oh, awesome. A little Christmas gift or just an annual add-in?
It's actually a birthday gift. Me and my brother got him a few months ago.
Strong.
I try to get to a game once a year now, and my brother lives out in Phoenix.
So it worked out, yeah.
It's just nice to see that there's something that we're playing for today, you know? A month back, I didn't think that this game would really count for anything because of how we were playing.
Yeah, so, Mike, I picked this game, a long time ago as well, just praying it would mean something. And sure enough, here we are. It means a lot. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere down there today. It's going to be loud. Are you guys hitting the lots before the game?
We used to go to Chickie's and Pete's right by the
nice.
Game all the time.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do that today.
Some lucky crab fries. Get a good basin.
Yeah. I got a funny story for you real quick.
Yeah.
A while back when Nick Foles first joined the team, my sisters got my dad a Nick Foles jersey, not knowing who he was. They just bought Nick Foles jersey for him.
Wow.
And I remember me and my brother being so pissed at my sisters. Like, why the heck are you getting dad a Nick Foles
a backup
jersey?
Quarterback jersey?
Yeah, like a backup quarterback. Like, he's never going to wear it. He's going to throw it away. Like, I told him throw it away a long time ago. And then look what happened last year. As we're going through everything, and
does your sister by chance know the lottery numbers coming up?
I don't think so. But it would be nice, right?
Yeah,
but,
seriously, that's all.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say the Foles jersey is a memento for life now.
Yeah, it's just funny because he got it for Christmas, a while back, and here we are right around Christmas and going to the game today.
That's awesome.
He brings up Nick Foles' jersey back out today.
Yeah,
so.
That's going to be a blast, Mike. Have a great time with the family and go Birds.
Yeah, appreciate it. Go Birds.
See ya. Kevin in West Philly wants to talk about the Birds. Good morning, Kev.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. What do you think? We got a win on the line today?
Oh, all day. Eagles all day. But I need to say this, man, because I love this station, but I only hear this on this station. I don't see it on NFL Network, ESPN. I look on Twitter, I don't see it. I keep hearing about this mythical, non-existent Fozian society. And you got people who actually believe, and because I hear it only on the station, there are some people who actually believe that there's a faction of Eagles fans who openly root against Carson Wentz when he's in the game. That's not true.
I don't think it's root against. I think that...
No, man, it's not true.
I don't think it's true, but I think there's a certain amount, like, there's certain people out there that love so much what Nick Foles brought us that they are... not blinded by Wentz, but there's this Foles love out there, and I get it. I mean, the guy brought us a Super Bowl.
You're right. There is Foles love. There's Carson Wentz love. When Nick Foles is in the game as Eagles quarterback, I root for him. I'm pretty sure the people you guys call Fozian Society, I'm pretty sure they root for Carson Wentz as well. That's not rooting against Carson Wentz.
No, it's not rooting against. It's not against. It's... Some people actually believe he's a better quarterback. Some people believe that, Kev. I've heard it from people's mouths. I've seen it on Twitter. I don't get it, but I understand where they're coming from in that.
I hear what you said, man. I don't pay attention to the trolls because they don't call in. They don't exist to me. I mean, you might get one troll call in saying Nick Foles, and then it gets blown out of proportion. People make a mountain out of a molehill because of one idiot troll who says he'd rather have Nick Foles than over Carson Wentz. That's not true.
I agree with you for the most part.
Support both quarterbacks.
Yeah, and as you should, and as every Eagles fan should, I think it's a very, very, very small vocal minority that love Nick Foles.
Right. So why is it I'm hearing about this? Doug, I didn't know about it until I listened to the station.
Doug Peterson had to sit down with Carson Wentz this week and talk to him about it. I think there's a feeling in that building too that like they love Nick Foles, you know, and I don't think it's split like they don't believe in Wentz. But the fact that Doug Peterson had to sit down with Carson and tell him he's the future this week, there's something to that. Like it's in the air, you know. We're getting a little nuts once we win.
I don't know, man. I know, man. Me and people in the we equally support both quarterbacks. When Carson Wentz is in there, we support him.
And that's exactly how it should be. Exactly how it should be. Kevin, you're just saying. Yeah, thanks, Kev. Have a great holiday, man.
You too, man. Take care.
See ya. You know, that's how it should be. We're all Eagles fans. Who cares? What's best for the team? And look, if the team's rallying around Nick Foles right now and he gets you into the playoffs, woo! Woo! And it is a very vocal minority that, as Kevin says, is the Folesian society. But the fact that Doug Peterson had to sit down with Carson this week and tell him he's the future, that tells me there's something more. Like, there's a real belief, maybe inside that building, that Nick Foles has some magic.
Let's go!
Yeah, like, I think everybody knows that Carson is a much more talented quarterback. He's the quarterback of the future. But sometimes you can't put a finger on it, and Nick Foles maybe just has magic.
Emotional intelligence.
And lots of that. I mean, it's strange. Jimmy and Mount Holly, Q in Center City, will get you up next. We'll take a look at the rest of the games this weekend. I'm Jamie Lynch with you for one more segment. Time at the Fanatics at 940.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 10 a.m. It's another must-win game as Nick Foles leads the offense at the link as the Birds take on Houston. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now, 1-800-RECOVERY.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2, place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3, don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember two of the four C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all. And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Congratulations, caller 93. You won!
Woo! Are you serious?
I absolutely am.
Oh, my gosh!
To claim your prize,
woo!
Just pull up to the next window,
woo!
Please.
Woo!
Ma'am?
Oh,
Ma'am, can you pull up, please?
Of course.
It feels like a big win when you get a deal like this. Introducing McDonald's new $6 Classic Meal Deal. Choose one of four favorites like the quarter pounder with cheese, plus any size soft drink, small fries, and a pie. participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offers.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps. Jeeps. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps. Jeeps. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th. 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. Statson17.com.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly Philly to learn more.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis's Big Boy Toy Club prize for December, courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years. Offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends online at royalbilliard.com. Happy Holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Matthew Pilquist with Natural Lawn of America. Want to wish all of 97.5 staff and listeners a happy holiday and a happy new year.
Happy Holidays. This is Bill Moore with the 97.5 Sales Department. Wishing you and all your families a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Dylan McKinnon, producer at 97.5 The Fanatic. Wishing you a happy holiday.
Season's greetings and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch in with you. One more segment. We're sending it down to Sugar House Casino. Jason Avant, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney coming up next. So I'm pretty sure this is a troll account. But regardless, I'm just going to read the tweet because these are some of the, you know, the things that exist out there. 270 yards, zero touchdowns, and one pick. That's quite the magic out of Foles. Dude, the defense won that game, not taking away what he did last year, but people need to understand what Foles is. You laud Foles for that game against the Rams, but if it was Carson, you'd say he had a bad game. No, I wouldn't, because one, they won as 13-point dogs. So I'm an Eagles fan. I'm happy that they won the game. Two, did you watch the game? Nick Foles had that offense moving better than it has in weeks. Finn, end of story. Like, come on. Yes, the defense played phenomenal. It's a team game. Nick Foles had the ball moving. Relax. Jimmy in Mount Holly's up this morning. What's up, Jimmy?
Yeah, hold on for a minute, Jamie. Brent Musburger wants to say something. You are looking live at Ford Field in Detroit. A.K.A. the Apple Orchard, where Kirk Cousins will one-up the miserable choke that he pulled 2 years ago when all he needed to do was win as a 10-point favorite against a giant team that basically sat everybody because they had a berth clinched. Brother, we're going to get the whole enchilada today.
Let's go, Stafford! Yeah, it's I'm going to be at the game, so it's kind of a great couch day, Jim, because you get to watch Vikings-Lions a little bit at the same time. And the Cowboys are later, question mark. The Cowboys are also at 1 o'clock. So you got three games to keep an eye on pretty intently there.
Yeah, realistically, though, that door is going to shut. That was a hiccup, and the Seattle door gets shut tonight.
Yeah.
But we're not even going to have to wait, Jamie. And we are going to finish the job that the Jets should have done last week.
Yeah.
And that Indianapolis did. This team doesn't scare me at all, believe me. I'm saying it's 27-20 birds.
Hey, Jimmy! Thanks for the call, Jim. Let's get up Q in Center City. What's up, Q?
What's going on?
We got playoff football, baby.
I know. It's kind of funny. Like, we got this thing, his little...
we can't just whatever. Be happy, Q.
But that's the thing, though. This is the thing. It wouldn't be a crew. I'm with your cousin, man. It wouldn't be this if when Nick Foles played, we wouldn't have to downplay.
Yeah, I think he's got a point there where he's like, why do we mistrust what Foles has done in an Eagles uniform? And I was like, I don't know, other than what I saw from Wentz last year was the greatest single season from an Eagles quarterback I've ever seen.
But that's not the question. The question is,
I know.
Why are we killing Foles? I'm not doing
it. I don't have a good answer.
Because and whoever think they do, they got to, like, let me tell you something. Doug Peterson said it best. What he threw out there, he's like a point guard.
Yeah.
If anybody's liking it to basketball, understand the role of a point guard, they get everybody else involved.
Actually, I have that cut cue on my cue list. As soon as your call's over, I'll play it.
So soon as they get the ball to the people in the position and the spots, they do it best.
Yep.
You don't give a big guy that can't shoot a three, the ball at the 3-point line. If you can't dribble, don't give it to him too far away from the basket.
Yeah.
Certain things you just don't do. Nick Foles been a premier quarterback in high school.
Yep.
He was a premier quarterback in college.
Yep.
And he's a premier quarterback in the NFL. His it's kind of
and you know
because
you know the consistency with Foles too is that Doug Peterson has been his number one fan during his tenure in the NFL. Doug Peterson was the only guy to go visit him for a pre-draft workout. Doug Peterson had him here in Philly. Doug Peterson talked him into coming back to KC after he considered retirement. Doug Peterson and Nick Foles, they got something together,
they got,
man.
They got something.
They do.
I see the stat that stated that Nick Foles, every game he played this season, he had multiple rushing touchdowns. Guess what? A facilitator, a point guard, they don't got to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
They just got to get the offense and positive play. That's it.
I hear
That's
you.
That's all his former quarterback that played basketball.
Yeah.
That's all.
Q, what's your final score today? What's your prediction?
Man, I think we're going to win big. 31-17.
I like it.
This is Nick Foles.
Yeah.
This is all reason to believe in.
Q, you're the
all
man. Have a great Christmas and New Year, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
See ya. Let's sneak in Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch, what's going on this morning?
Merry Christmas, Jamie. How you doing?
Same to you, Mitch.
It'll be tough game after the good games from last night, yesterday.
Yeah, those were some good games.
Yeah, defense has gone through maybe 19-16 overtime.
Oh, you think it's a hard-fought defensive battle?
I think so. It's looking like it. I mean, Houston's got the stars of wide receiver and running back. So,
well, Miller's going to be out, their running back. So they're going to be going with Deontay Foreman today, second-year kid. He's kind of a little bit of a bruiser, but he's decent, but he's returning from injury. So we'll see what they got there.
Three tough games. That's in favor of the Eagles there with the main running back.
DeAndre Hopkins.
He's a good fill-in. And if he does pull it out, I imagine the Redskins will be giving him a call during the offseason. Because you saw why Josh Johnson is a third stringer at best yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't believe those.
I would imagine the Jaguars might have a little interest in Foles next year if they if they don't have a youngster ready to go game one. We'll see. But Mitch, what's 19-16 final score?
Overtime, too.
All right.
Stretch it out.
All right, Mitch, have a great New Year. See ya. Let's sneak in Mike and Del Ran. Mike, I got like a minute.
Yo, don't need a minute. All I need is 30 seconds.
Yeah, get it off your chest. Go.
Got to score 30-24. Worst thing that can happen for Nick Foles is for him to have a bad game. He knows it. The whole city's watching him. All his doubters, all his supporters, they're watching him. It's going to be an easy game. No Lamar Miller. This team's got destiny in their hands. Cowboys are going to lose today. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Merry Christmas, brother.
See, Mike, that's beautiful right there, man. 30 seconds in and out. Lots of energy. All right, we're sending it down to the Sugar House Casino next with Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, Jason Avant. Don't forget, you can register for the Super Bowl tournament on our website Friday, February 1st. Farzetta and Trey Morning Show, Super Bowl weekend and tailgate at the Met Philadelphia, teaming up with Philadelphia Cornhole League. It's going to be a huge party. We're going to have trivia, lots of stuff going on. Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets huge stage. And you can go right now and download free tickets. It's Friday, February 1st at the Met in Philadelphia. Thanks to Dylan McKinnon for producing today's show.
Who?
Exactly right. Don't go anywhere. We got the pregame show next. It's a playoff game today. I think the Eagles win, I'm going to say 33-21. Random score, but that's what I'm going with. Everyone have a great Christmas coming up. I will be back on Wednesday with Bob Cooney in the Mike Missanelli time slot, 2 to 6. Really looking forward to that. Go Birds. Time
it's Dandy!
Yeah, damn right, Trey. Time at the Fanatic, 9:55.
97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.